Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
You're on The Burt Show.
All right, so let's get back into this letter here. I'm not exactly sure. I've been racking my brain here the last 24 hours exactly how to present this to you guys. And the issue gets so clouded with me because, like my wife said yesterday when she was on, I forget a lot of the details and a lot of the hurt conveniently.
Yeah, Burt has had a difficult relationship with his parents for most of his life. And I think we explained yesterday you were a bit of a divorce trophy between the two of them. I mean, couldn't be on more opposite sides of the country, mom in New York and dad in California. And so it's been difficult all the way through, even in your adult life, as you have your own family and your own children, all that stuff. I mean, still a very difficult relationship with both of your parents. But right now the struggle is really with your mom.
Yeah, and it's impossible for me to detail all the hurt throughout the year. So if you're just hearing this last part of it, you might think that, well, what's the big deal? You have to sort of know the entire history, and it would take five shows to tell you everything. Mm-hmm. But I did pinpoint this yesterday, that I told you yesterday when I went out to California, and my dad talked so much crap to me about my mom when I was like 7 or 8, and I bought it. She just basically gave up. She stopped calling, didn't even make any attempt to call. So for 10 years out of my life, there's this cutoff that has really, you know, now I know this through a lot of therapy, has shaped a lot of my personality. It's difficult for me to be in relationships. It's difficult for me to trust people. It really, that cutoff, those 10 years not being with my mother, really had a tremendous impact on me. Mm-hmm. And my mother knows that because she's allegedly a therapist. So she knows.
A family therapist.
Family therapist.
A very therapist. Successful, awesome. Very successful family therapist.
So when I look at my family and I see all of these cutoffs on both sides of the family, I'm always very sensitive to it. And I have always said that will not be me. Mm-hmm. So at the root of the anger for me lately has been that she initially made this cutoff a couple of months ago. That would even be an option for her, knowing that our relationship has always been fractured because of this cutoff years ago. The fact that it could possibly be an option for her to say, look, I just don't want to talk to you anymore as an adult, has hit me on so many emotional levels that that's where my real anger comes from. Mm-hmm. That make any sense? I know we're talking a lot of psychology 101 stupid stuff here, but
no, it makes sense.
I spent a lot of money on it, so I'm going to share it with you. So as I said, my mom cuts me off, and then she emails me, says she's ready to talk, and I basically emailed her saying, my life's not on your timetable anymore, so I can't deal now. So she sends me this letter, and it sits for 6 weeks on my counter and with a friend. And I promised yesterday I would open it. Mm-hmm. So I did. And I will read you the contents of that letter. I'm going to read it for you from top to bottom.
Oh, really? Okay. How long is it?
It's 3 very short paragraphs. Maybe 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 sentences? 8 sentences?
That's it?
That's it?
That's it.
But I thought it was thick.
I'm seeing the paper in front of me. It's about a third of the paper.
Just like that. Third of the paper.
Okay. It's typed.
Folded over, typed. Okay. And it came with a news clipping.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
So that's not a personal picture. That's a news clipping.
This is a news clipping.
Oh, no.
What do you think? What's your worst nightmare?
What do you think?
I don't want to say it.
What is it?
Why?
What's your worst nightmare?
I don't want to say it.
Did she send you a Dilbert cartoon?
An obituary?
No.
Okay.
Oh.
You mean like she was, like somebody had died or that she was announcing that she was going to die?
I thought that she would send you a thing about Marty in the mail.
Oh, God. That her husband might have passed away. Oh.
But she wouldn't have called to tell you. She would have just sent you the clipping.
That would have been horrible.
Marty is an original Goonie and Goonies never die.
That's what I was thinking.
Okay. Okay. That would have been as hurtful as it gets. She would have picked up the phone for that. If her husband was really sick, I think she would have picked the phone up for that. But I don't know. You know, my mom, she comes from this dysfunctional family also. Who the hell knows?
That was my first thought. When you showed the New York, I saw the New York paper, I was like, oh, no, she did not just send it to you.
Oh, no. Is that a recipe? Is that a 30-minute meal? They never take 30 minutes, Bert. Don't even open that. It takes like 90 minutes.
Sorry, I didn't mean to be so dramatic.
She has people come in and cook for her during the commercials.
You guys want to take any kind of guess on what this might be about?
I would have no idea.
It's about parental relationships or personal responsibility or a horoscope.
Or she wrote something for the paper.
Okay.
I have no idea.
It's a World Cup bracket filled out based on who she thinks the hottest players on each team
are. Okay, all right. You want me to tell you what the article is? I'll tell you what the article is first, because then the letter... This is the most random thing ever, y'all. It is an article about Russian kids and an adoption camp that they go to.
Okay.
And the letter reads, you know, it's from April 30th. It just says, "Hello, Bert. When I read the enclosed article, I wondered whether you would be interested in doing something to help these young people. My idea was not a large program like Bert's Big Adventure. For example, some kind of program where your team might visit twice a year. You would represent acceptance from the outside world. The owner of this place might plan projects with you and the kids, and the children would be able to show you their accomplishments on the second visit. I hope you're all well, Mom."
Weird.
Nothing about
the thing with me is it shows
Well,
it shows your relationship, the fact that without it being open, what you expected was the absolute worst, and she's going to hurt you. And if let's take Bert and Myra out of this, that letter is not, I mean, it's kind of nice. It's like, you know what? You do so much for Bert's Big Adventure. Here's another venture that you might be able to do an accomplishment with, too. And it comes across, I thought, as sweet.
1-877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T, 1-877-588-2378.
To me, it's an example of how disconnected she is with you and how disconnected... Like something random like that would, it just seems so formal.
That
it's like incredibly formal and disconnected, and it's like it's just off.
I hope you're all well, Mom.
But she did put Mom. She didn't put her name.
Yeah.
Love,
there was no love. No love, Mom. Go ahead. What did you get out of it, Jeff?
I'm out.
Can't figure this out.
No, I would hire a family therapist.
It's very difficult for these guys in the studio to relate to me and my family, because everybody in here has healthy families, healthy situations. So I got done reading the letter, and this was my thought on it, was that this was just her way of reaching out somehow, some way, saying, "I am respecting the fact that you don't want to speak with me right now, but I just want to let you know that I'm thinking about you."
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My wife had a different take on it.
What was hers?
What did she think?
In fact, I didn't even think about it until I brought it up to her. She was just really offended that there was nothing in there about our situation. She felt like it was all still very compartmentalized, and it just was very sort of cold and callous that this would be the first step. And I don't see it that way. I just see it like this is the way that she's reaching out to say, "Look, I'm still here if you need to talk."
Yeah, she's trying to open the communication again.
So is it better or worse than your expectations?
It's better than my expectations, because the pattern that she's shown over the years is when she gets hurt, then she really fires really nasty missiles. So this one isn't bad. I mean, yeah, this is...
I mean, it's complimentary, I thought.
I just think it's her way of trying to... I think my gripe with her over the years has always been, "Mom, you never even tried. You know, when I went out there, you just gave up. You never came out. Like, if this is my child, if this happens with me and my wife, Stacy, and I am estranged from my children, I am doing everything that I can. I'll fly out to see them. I'll knock on the door, even if their mother blocks me from seeing them, just so they know that I'm still interested in them." You know? Mm-hmm. She never showed, never called, nothing. So that's always been my gripe with her, is that you just gave up, dude. And that's now a big hole in my personality. So maybe this is just her way of saying, "I'm trying to show you that I'm still here."
Mm-hmm. And now she's annoyed that it's taken you 6 weeks to respond, and the poor kids from Russia don't have any friends.
Weird, dude. Weird. Hey, Stephanie, good morning. You're on the Bert Show.
Hi. Russian children, Bert.
Good morning, Bert. Hi. I don't know your past. Like you said, it would take a lot for you to actually explain it. But, I mean, my birthday was Monday, and I still haven't even heard from my parents. So I feel you on the whole closest thing. I think the letter kind of comes across as, "You're a complete stranger, but I heard your show does a lot of good things, so can you do this?"
I don't know. I mean, she is so disconnected from me. Like, in the past and presents she gives me and stuff like that are so out of anything that I'd be interested in that she really has no idea who I am.
But you assume.
You should.
I mean, that is. Your situation is, I mean, is tragic. I mean, the what you've had to go through, you shouldn't have had to go through. But I do think there are certain things that you read into and assume other families are. I mean, because, you know, like you said, she gets me gifts that I would. You know what? There's a lot of family, like my family.
They know you well, and they still jack up the gifts.
Yes, mm-hmm. we do Christmas gifts, Christmas lists every year, and then we had to stop doing that because the list, like I wouldn't get one thing that was on my list, and it would get something that they found. You know, they said, "Oh, well, this is like Melissa, and it has nothing to do with me." So that's not necessarily a sign of a dysfunctional family. That's just family just not thinking.
Here's Kim. Good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
I just really wanted to say that I thought it was a very cold and impersonable letter, and she sounds basically pretty heartless.
Well, I would say that my mom is not the warmest person that you'd ever met, for sure. Mm-hmm. For sure. I mean, I think it's fairly well representative of what she's about. Hey, Sarah.
Hey.
Hi.
Yes, my comment was, I honestly think that it is going to be a window that your mom's using to bring you back in so that she can somehow take control and hurt you again. Because that's all she's kind of ever done.
Yeah, and I'll say this about my mom, too. I don't think that she ever intends to hurt. I just I don't think that she's malicious. I just don't think she knows any better. Mm-hmm. I just don't think she knows how to deal with relationships any better, which is scary because she's a family therapist, you know?
You had said when she came to visit your kids, how uncomfortable it was for you to watch her lack of maternal skills.
Nothing. I mean, she likes the idea of being a grandparent, but she doesn't have the emotional connection to do it. She doesn't hug them, get on the floor with them, nothing. She sits there and she reads the New York Times while the kids are playing around her.
And then you said like it was sort of a reflection. It brought you back to your childhood. Like, how could she have raised me if she's this bad at it with her grandkids?
Yeah, like you just don't, I think, all of a sudden become a like this warm, caring person just because you have grandkids, I don't think. So I don't know what my next move is. I just felt sort of numb about the whole thing yesterday. I don't feel any closer to calling her or not calling her. I just feel like this is going to sound cold. It feels like something on my to-do list I just have to do and start to get begin the relationship
just
again.
Just wait till July.
Right,
I mean, June's going to be a good
month. Plenty of months.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, let's get back into Ellen now. If you missed her yesterday, here is how Ellen ticked off about 50% of you guys.
I'm leaving at the end of the summer. My new job, though, doesn't start till the end of the summer. And nobody knows this. But nobody is going to be overseeing me from now until the end of the month.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
yes.
I have lots of opportunities. I can totally make personnel changes. I can hire people, fire people, promote people. I can do whatever I want until then.
Now, here was the debate, because I felt like even though she was taken off in 30 days, that she was sort of amongst the people there while she was working there. So she knows who deserves to stay and who deserves to go.
Mm-hmm.
But then she slipped up and she said that she was just going to fire people she didn't like.
Of course. Yeah. Being irresponsible. Who cares? She's leaving in 3 weeks.
Yeah, but that would feel real good.
It would. Imagine if you had that kind of power today. 30 days to go through this office and change everything you want.
Well, based just
outside of this studio.
Look out, Bert. I'm gunning for you.
How fun would that be? So we thought that it would be a couple of days before we talked to her again. You know, she had to sort of assess who she wanted to get let go, who she wanted to promote. Nah.
That was a short list.
It was.
Good for her.
She's back. Hey, Ellen, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey. How are you?
I'm good.
What damage did you do yesterday?
Well, I just made a game plan. That's pretty much what I've done, and I've set up a couple things. I just want to make sure the voice disguiser thing is on again, right?
It is, yeah. Your voice is disguised.
I sound like a man when I heard myself just there a second ago.
Yeah, nobody can. No one's gonna know. No one can hear you. No one can recognize your voice.
No, you just blew it because we would have thought you were a man named Ellen up until 30 seconds ago.
Darn.
So tell us about this game plan.
So basically I made a list. I made a list of who I want to go, who I want to promote, and who I want to hire. Mm-hmm. And I came up with two people who I'm letting go almost immediately and two people that I'm hiring.
And what's the reason for letting the people you want to go?
Wendy wants to fire you.
Mm-hmm. One so is just a total, I don't want to say the word, starts with a B.
Mm-hmm.
And the other guy is just a guy who is just kind of like burned out, not interested, you know, not smart. And I don't even know why they possibly ever kept him.
All right, let's focus on B word here for a second. Is she effective in the office, or are you just getting rid of her because you don't like her?
She does the absolute minimal of what she has to do and carries like a dark, gloomy cloud and spreads it all over everything while she's doing it.
So, and is she just a B to you or to everyone?
Oh, everybody.
Everyone. So she's really negative.
Unpleasant.
Then I say let her go.
So, Wendy, you can't have a problem with this at this point because she's doing what's right for the company. This dude is lazy. The B word is lazy. So she's making the company a better place.
Well, it wouldn't matter if she was making it a better place or not. She's not going to be there. So let somebody else make that decision who's going to have to work with these people. Like, who cares?
No response to that?
I thought you were going to respond.
No, I'm not your I'm not your lawyer.
Spokesperson.
Yeah, I'm not your counsel.
You know, I don't know.
You don't have to deal with these people in 3 weeks, so, I mean, let the next person have to deal with it.
But I'm kind of doing a good deed. Like, why, I don't know, why would I just walk away? I mean, I've been here for, like, 5 years. I want, you know, I do care about this company. I wouldn't have been here.
She's doing this out of loyalty to the company.
And when a new manager comes in, everybody's going to be on their best behavior. So that new manager isn't going to know that this B is a B.
No, they're going to, you know, managers don't work directly with everybody. You know, it takes them sometimes a really long time to figure out what's up, if ever.
There is a reason why she just got the promotion, Wendy. There's a reason. I mean, somebody saw her and said, look, this is, even though they're looking long term, they're saying this is a person that can assess what's going on in the office, and we trust this person to run our office. So that part of it's cool. Unfortunately, it's just going to be for 30 days.
I technically didn't get a promotion.
She didn't get a promotion.
But I just have no boss.
She got an option. She got an option whether she wanted to leave or she got an option to actually step down in the company. So they weren't going to give her a promotion anyway. So this is just out of spite.
I think what we're seeing here is Wendy is worried that if that happened in this building, she knows that she's the bee with the dark cloud over her.
Right. Completely.
And I
don't do anything.
And I know who I'm going to hire, too.
Okay, who are you hiring?
Replace them. I'm actually hiring one friend of mine and one friend of my boyfriend.
Oh, that's going to go well.
That's
right? Hey, Wendy, do you want to take
qualified?
This one?
Well, are they qualified or just friends?
I definitely know that the one who's a friend of mine is going to be great for the job.
Mm-hmm.
And my boyfriend's friend, I'm kind of doing a disfavor. And as he's not a complete idiot, though, I'm going to hire him. I'm bringing them in today, both of them, for interviews.
For proper interviews, Wendy.
Interviews. You're just going to sit there and have a conversation.
We'll have a little coffee and, you know.
What is an interview, Wendy?
I mean, isn't this
a resume? I mean,
oh, who needs those? Those are so outdated.
You can just look at somebody's Facebook page.
That's true. I mean, isn't that really how people are hired anyway? It's who you know rather than what you know. I mean, is she really stretching it that far, Wendy? As it's coming out of my mouth, I'm not believing it.
I'm just annoyed with the whole thing.
You know, at least the audience was split yesterday. Not so much today. Hey, Denise, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning. First of all, you guys are awesome.
Thank you.
We know.
I wanted to ask if she was a mother or a wife, because I feel like if she was, she wouldn't be firing somebody just because she doesn't like them. This economy is bad enough. She needs to leave well enough alone. She won't be there anyway.
But she's saying is these people are going to lose their jobs anyway.
Well, let somebody else do it. It's not her. I mean, she shouldn't do it just out of anger or just out of because she thinks that person's a B.
But she's not,
Denise,
though.
Denise, you said that the economy is bad enough, and if she was a blah, 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 and all that stuff you said, right?
Right.
Think of the people that she's hiring. This friend of hers, is the friend of yours who may or may not be qualified, is she currently unemployed, Ellen?
Yeah.
See? There you go, Denise.
Both of them are.
So they're crossing each other out.
Yeah, so you're canceling it out.
Well, that person she's firing, they think that they're, you know, they have a solid job with a solid paycheck.
And a bad attitude.
Yeah, she should have been, you know.
Maybe they don't
I own my own business. I understand. I mean, I have employees that I have to deal with every day that are bees. But, you know, you have to think about it long term, how well they do their job, which I did hear her comments on that. Yes. She does just the bare minimum. But you have to think about a person and what their... You know, they're going to do, she's going to do away with their whole paycheck and their livelihood, and they might have children to feed. And
well, you got to take the personal stuff out of it, though. I mean, and the bottom line is still business, and she's not good at business.
She doesn't have
personal. Why are you looking at me like that?
Personal stuff. Part of the reason is personal. Like, y'all don't get along, so you're going to fire people you don't get along with. Regardless, you don't know the work that she probably does behind the scenes. I mean, she's there for a reason.
Here's Erica. Hey, Erica, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning, guys. How you doing? Love the show.
Thank you.
And I just wanted to tell Helen that I hope the exact same things happen to you when you go to your new job.
Uh-oh.
Because there's somebody that don't like someone every single day, and to base a hiring and firing decision off of personal feelings is wrong. So apparently you're not the best person for the company.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, you do have a unique opportunity. And yes, I laughed yesterday because what a glorious thing it would be to have that much power.
No, Melissa, you've got to be consistent.
You know.
You got to be consistent.
You know, but I'm also human, and there's a part of me that wants to be human sometimes. However, I do think, though, that you are missing an opportunity for the company to serve the company, because I could see where if you, like Bert said, I thought that knowing these people and being able to let the people go that aren't doing a good job is something that I think you should be able to do. However, the hiring part, you should leave to the new manager, you know, because you were not going to be the ones to work with them. But I think that you have an opportunity to clean house of something that's keeping the company down, and you're not doing that.
I'm just going to take one call to represent the other side on this, because it's the only one I can find. Hey, Ashley, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, guys. I think that what they keep bringing up that the economy is bad, and that's true, but that means that the employees that do have jobs that are lucky enough to have them right now need to be doing above and beyond what they can to keep those jobs. And if they're not, she said they're doing the minimal, then they're not really doing what they can to keep their job anyways, and there's no point in companies paying to have employees that aren't going to do at least what they're supposed to do, if not more.
That makes sense to you, Wendy?
I mean, it's all based on opinion. Maybe she thinks they're doing minimal because she don't like her. She doesn't like him. I mean, I don't know.
I think you're just nervous because you talk so much crap around this building, Wendy, about Rob Roberts and Vicki Shelton and Gary Lewis.
All upper management.
Both Lou Dickey and John Dickey. Jan Jeffries. I mean, constant crap talking, and you know that
Jeff is naming the highest level of managers and the owners of the company right now.
Right.
And I think you're just walking that tightrope every
Wendy
single day.
Because Wendy never goes above and beyond around here.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So if you're living your life as a mediocre crap talker, I would be nervous too.
All right, Ellen, keep in touch with us, okay?
Okay, I didn't tell you the best part, by the way.
Oh, what's the best part?
What's in it?
They're going to hate this, but I'm going to have the people who are who they're replacing give them the tour. Orienting.
That is jacked
up.
And if I'm doing that out of spite.
There's something wrong
That's
with
nasty.
You.
That's nasty. Now that's evil.
No, let me.
When you're really upset about something, really wish you could do it, but you can't.
Now, let me tell you something. You think evil, you don't do evil. That's the key to life.
You need church.
Save that.
Get it. The Burt Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
Jeff, detail for us how we're going to do the Burt Show's Wheel of Ask Us Anything. And then, Jen, I want you to describe exactly the wheel that we have in studio this morning. Because if you think it's professional in any way, shape, or form, it's not.
The prize wheel is actually very symbolic for this show. Just kind of held together, tape and parts. And
it's hilarious.
So what we're going to do is we've got the radio station's prize wheel, and it's got all the little colored, you know, wedges on it. Mm-hmm. You know, think of the wheel that they'd spin in Wheel of Fortune.
But shrunk way down.
Smaller.
Yeah. To about the size of a satellite dish?
Small satellite dish.
Mm-hmm. So,
or extra large pizza.
The
sounds good.
You know where our head is right now.
So the wheel has different colors on it, and everybody has been signed a color.
Okay.
The only one I remember is Melissa because she's orange.
Oh, beautiful.
For good reason. Go balls, right? So everybody's assigned a color, and Bert will give the wheel a spin, and whoever's name comes up will leave the room for the remainder of the segment.
Okay.
And listeners are invited to call us, 877-588-BERT, and say... ask any question they want about that person. So if it was, if Melissa's the one who had to leave the room, it's gonna be, is Melissa really as cheap as you make her out to be?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that could, that could
then
be
we'll
a question.
Detail like 20 or 30 things over the last couple so, of years that have given us...
weeks.
It's questions about the person
yes.
who can't respond for themselves.
That person
the rest
will be
of the show has to respond for
out of
them.
The room. That right. person's going out okay. of the room, so they can't be here defending themselves or whatever.
It's terrible.
Right. I so think it's question, actually better.
Yeah, and the question that you
well,
want.
Well, there's no telling what's going to come out of Jeff's mouth, so it could be complete and total lies the whole time.
That's true. You may not get the correct answer, but you'll get an answer.
And what you want to do is you want to ask questions that the person won't answer themselves. You know what I mean? So, like. You don't want to call up and go, hey, can you tell us what happened when Jen busted ass when she was in bed with her boyfriend the other
hey,
night?
Hey, easy.
You did.
Stop talking about that.
Is it a true story or no?
Shut up.
Okay. So, because she clearly you. Is comfortable talking about that
right.
and would answer that question, you want to ask more, you know, deep ones that may make the whoever's out of the room squirm.
Right, because we will have impressions and those would be our answers. We don't know if they're accurate or not. Mm-hmm. All right, so Jen, describe exactly what this pathetic wheel looks like.
Well, like Jeff said, it's got several different colors and little pie shapes all the way around, and it has little metal pegs on the edges. And so when you spin this thing, it's mounted on a pole, and when you spin it, there's this seemingly rubber slash...
electrical tape.
Electrical yeah. tape something or another.
There's actually nothing solid inside of that duct tape because then obviously like, the flicker
that,
thing
it broke
fell
off.
So they've just duct taped.
So that is
duct
just tape.
To duct
wow.
tape.
Yeah.
And that is the flicker thing. It doesn't
really?
Work very well, and it looks very, very scuffed up and chipped. That has been to a lot of remotes.
This looks
a
like
a lot of car dealerships. Yeah. That has been to plenty jewelry stores and even more Six Flags.
Well, that looks like not even Six Flags. That looks actually like the carnivals that are set up in a parking lot in
yeah.
a shopping center for the weekend.
The That's ones where the rides are probably missing a couple of bolts and
yeah,
screws and stuff,
exactly.
and you think they're safe. But,
but what's the big deal? Because they're going to be gone by Sunday night anyway,
right stick and move
yeah.
stick and move the stick and move carnival
yeah exactly
and just for the record that where that came from is that prize wheel was actually in use like 50 years ago there was one of those stick and move carnivals at the bottom of Lake Lanier where Lake Lanier is now in the church parking lot you know the church steeple that you can see
right.
when the
yeah.
lake goes down there's actually one of those carnivals in that parking lot and we dove down and rescued that prize wheel.
All right, so everybody understands that it's going to be one person that you're directing your questions to and I will now spin the wheel
questions about
and I will now spin the wheel, and we will determine who that person is. Okay?
Careful.
Are you ready, Wendy? You getting
this? Geez. I got it.
Godspeed. Oh, God.
Ah! It's going to fall apart.
It's going to fall apart.
Watch out, Bert. Ah!
It is orange.
Oh, no.
Oh, honey.
I gave you orange for the volunteers.
Every time we do one of these... Everybody that has
How
to pay.
How did that happen?
I'm sorry. I'm
You're not
sorry.
Spin it one more time.
You
that
saw it was legit.
Why
can't
I be immune one time? One time.
That's not fair.
Melissa, do you want to
try? I feel bad.
Y'all won't answer questions correctly?
Yes. Well,
I think that's messed up.
Do you want to trade, Melissa? Do you want me to
yes,
leave the room?
Yes, I think you should.
If you leave the...
That's messed up.
Every time we do one of these, the person that always takes the brunt end of it is always Melissa. Anytime
it
we lose a bet, it's Melissa.
Often.
All right, so here's
okay.
the phone number.
It's
Any question
secret.
You always wanted to know about Melissa Carter, we will answer it for her. 1-877-588-BERT, which is B-E-R-T. 1-877-588-2378. I feel bad for her. She's always the one that's getting the brunt of these, man.
It is messed up.
Spin it again. Just see if it comes up on Melissa again.
If it comes up on Orange again, then there's something.
What do you think? You think the prize wheel's defective?
Yes.
Well, it is, but it could have been...
You can't spin it that fast two times in a row.
I wish everybody could see how ridiculous this thing is.
It would have been me.
Okay.
Would it come up on what color?
Yellow.
Okay.
And while we're waiting for the calls,
we're not getting any calls.
How many oranges? There's not like more orange than any other color,
no,
right?
No,
they're all
all the same. Four of each.
Okay.
It's 877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T.
Well, here come the calls now. Aww. What do you guys want to do in the meantime?
What color did I get? Red?
Yeah.
Okay. I would prefer to refer to that as garnet.
You can't keep
because
spinning
it. Because it reflects garnet
the thing
and gold.
Is gonna, it's going to
my Seminoles.
We're only going to be able to do this once because the wheel is going to fall apart.
Nope. We'll only be able to do it once because nobody cares.
No, we got a call. We got one. Everybody, hold on. Everybody back up.
Hold on.
I think we got a
Somebody
call.
Has a question.
Not a well-thought-out segment.
She has the wrong person. Sorry, guys.
Oh, you don't want to ask? She what? Has the wrong person?
Hey, Joanna.
That was our phone screener, Joanna. Never mind. We now have no calls.
Well, I want to know what that whose question that was supposed to be towards.
No, you don't, because it might have been you, and it might have been ugly, so you might as well not even ask.
Why is Wendy such a pain in the ass?
Gotta expect that anyway.
All right, we got a call.
Woo! They're starting to light up now.
Maybe I haven't given the phone number out enough. 1-877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T, or 1-877-588-2378. Good morning, Jay. You are on The Burt Show.
Hi.
Good morning. Thank you so much for calling.
Oh, I'm the first caller and darn.
Yes, you are the first and the last.
Oh, wow. Okay, quick question. Now, have y'all really never been to Melissa's house? Like, is she really that secretive?
The house that she has here in the Atlanta area or the house that she has in Athens so she can go to the UGA games?
Not true. He's lying about that.
Okay.
I have been to Melissa's house one time.
We were all there together.
I have been a couple times.
Okay.
Jen's been there a couple times.
I have never been.
Yeah, you were there the night that we were all there, weren't you?
Nope.
How come?
I don't know.
Okay. You weren't invited?
Was Wendy not invited?
I was probably out of town.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, right. I'm sure. Yeah, I remember now. You were out of town.
Yeah, that schedule.
You were
was.
Doing that business
that thing.
Thing. Yeah. You were out of town.
But like Jay, you know, the source of Jay's question is Melissa is very private
yes.
about
yes.
her private life.
Oh, okay. Crazy
More
private.
So probably than anybody else on the show. So yes, mm-hmm. she is private, but she has on rare occasion allowed us
Opened
to
her
enter
doors.
That private world.
Okay.
It's a little bit like, Wendy, this is going to be lost on you because it's an old school reference, but you remember in Batman how like nobody knew where the Batcave was, man. And if you were going to the Batcave, they like put some dust in your face so you were knocked out until the car pulled into
so
the,
you
in
couldn't
the cave.
Ever find it again.
That's
yeah.
exactly how Melissa Carter's house is, man. Very secretive. Very
Except
secretive.
For the giant Georgia logo painted on the garage door.
Like not that true. Kind of not true. What Jeff is saying is lies.
Volunteers fan. Huge. Good morning, Karen. You were on The Burt Show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, you guys are awesome. I listen to you every morning.
Well, thank you. Appreciate
Thanks.
It.
Thanks.
Thank you. Question is that would Melissa ever consider going to California and having a legal marriage ceremony with her partner?
Okay. For those of you that don't know or you're new to the show, Melissa Carter is gay. So she's answered that before, hasn't she?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she would. And
I don't think so.
I feel bad because I don't want to misquote her exact reason.
I feel like I know her exact reason. She and her girlfriend would like to get married and have talked about that, but they don't want to do it until it's legal in the state that they live in. And I believe I'm representing her correctly in saying that.
I think you're right.
That although they would love a ceremony and they would love to have that celebration with their friends and their families who are very supportive of their relationship, they want it to be legal and for them to have the legal benefits that married couples legally have with the government. So when it's legal in the state they live in, then they will do it. Now, not to say she wouldn't move to a state where it was legal,
mm-hmm.
Eventually, maybe someday, but for now, no.
Good morning, Bertha.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, this is Aurelis. I wanted to know, how did Melissa come out to her parents?
I don't know.
I think I remember this story, but my memory is so bad. But I think I remember her like being really stressed out about it and finally coming out. And when she did, I just remember that her parents sort of weren't surprised.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And I do know that she told her brother first.
Her siblings knew first. And they sort of, I think, eased the way with the parents.
Yeah, it really wasn't as big an issue, I think, as she had in her mind, and they were very accepting, and they really said, yeah, we kind of knew.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. How old was she when she came out?
Good question.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Early 60s?
I don't know that either. And Dusty. Good morning, Dusty. Question about Melissa Carter.
All right, while I was on hold, I was trying to figure out how to structure this right so everybody understands, but, like, with her position that she has is kind of like being a celebrity and everything and having the opportunity to go out and meet people and have that advantage. She ever kind of regrets being a lesbian and limiting herself to the male field.
Yeah, there's a reason that Jen Hobby has to sit between us.
Are you saying, is she sad that she doesn't date men?
I wouldn't say that she's necessarily sad, but like ever regrets it. I mean, because I mean, you know, like a normal girl that
her sexuality is not a choice.
That's like saying to Bert or I, hey, are you sad that you're on the radio in case you ever want to make out with each other?
No, it's more like, are you, the question would be directed to me is like, are you sad that you chose to be short?
Yeah, that's, I don't understand what
she doesn't
saying.
Have any sadness about it and she has no regret. I think she regrets, she's told us she regrets she doesn't have a penis. But outside of that, she has no regrets.
She didn't mind anything.
That's kind of a bizarre question.
What? That was weird.
His name was Dusty. What do you want from him?
Hey, The Bert Show.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
Good morning, Janet. You are on The Bert Show.
Hello.
Hello.
I just want to tell you, I used to listen to Sirius Radio. Now my husband, Lance, and I, we live out in Kingston Springs, which is West Nashville, and we've been listening to 106.7 for the past few weeks, and you guys are great.
Right on.
Oh, thank you.
You know, Janet, you are our very first Tennessee caller, our first Nashville caller.
I heard you guys just came to town.
We did. We started on that station, I-106, on Monday, and it's taken you guys till Wednesday to acknowledge us.
Well, if it makes any sense, I didn't know if I was calling Dirk. I wasn't really sure, so now I finally got your number this morning.
Yes, it's B-E-R-T. We're going to have to educate you guys on that, because a lot of people are calling up going, what's the Bird Show?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's the same problem we had in Atlanta a while ago.
I've never heard Dirk before.
Dirk
is like, I like that.
Dirk Diggler. That's cool. That's what
I think of when I see
it. It was actually the Birch Show. When Birch I'm like, Church. I don't know who Birch is or anything.
Yes, that's
how we all know in Nashville.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much. Melissa here is actually from Tennessee, Nashville.
Originally from Columbia. Yeah. So it's like full circle for me.
Yeah, small little town.
So when you say, just come to town. Well, yeah, I'm coming back to town. So, it's great. Thank you
so much
for calling.
Having you guys here. It's been really entertaining. And that Ellen lady from this morning was a hoot. So, and I like how you disguise the voices so she sounds like a man.
Well, tell everybody you know about that I-106 station and tell them about the Bert Show too, okay? We need to spread the word a little bit.
I definitely will. You guys are great.
Thanks, Janet. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's talk about it's our first Nashville call right there.
Really
that does
cool.
feel good. Seriously, it's funny, though. It took them 3 days to acknowledge that we're here.
Janet is the one line too long lady.
What do you mean?
Like, she's like,
wait a second. Stop.
No.
You're not going to rip on our first Nashville call.
I'm not ripping on her.
Go away.
Everybody knows.
She's fine. She was sweet.
Stop.
Everybody knows the person who's like, I didn't know whether your name was Bird. Or Dirk or Dirch or Birch.
But that always happens.
And they're like,
Charlie.
I wish you were just the one line too long talker. You're the 7 or 8 two line talker.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, you know.
Leave her alone. So first,
sweet.
We are going to embrace
we get it.
Janet.
It's hard to understand the name.
Whatever.
Rannet or Bannet.
The Bert Show.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.